Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Four school boards in Ontario are taking some major social media companies to court. The lawsuit alleges their products have disrupted learning by rewiring the way children think and behave. TikTok argues it has existing safeguards and works to keep its community safe, while Snapchat insists it plays a positive role in helping teens feel connected. Megan Fitzpatrick reports.
School boards in Toronto, Peel Region, and Ottawa say social media is causing so much harm to students, the courts need to step in. Their lawsuits are seeking more than $4 billion in compensation from the companies that own Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. The court action alleges the platforms are designed to be addictive, deliberately target young people, and they're causing major harm to their mental health and their ability to learn. Lawyer Duncan Embury is representing the boards and says the goal's not just financial. They're seeking meaningful change.
Change to the nature of the algorithmic designs underlying these products, change to the age restrictions associated with them, change to the parental controls.
Snapchat is responding by saying it feels good about the role it plays in helping people feel connected and that it's different than other social media companies. Megan Fitzpatrick, CBC News, Toronto.
Elections Canada says it received an alert from the country's spy agency during the 2019 campaign. CSIS warned about alleged foreign interference in a nomination battle in a Toronto riding. The information was revealed during testimony at the public inquiry into foreign interference. Raffi Wijikanian reports.
You were informed by CSIS of one matter.
Inquiry Commission Counsel Daniel Shepherd speaking to Elections Canada's Chief Electoral Officer Stéphane Perrault. That information by Canada's spy agency, it was about a 2019 nomination battle for the Toronto riding of Don Valley North. But nominations are mostly outside the scope of Elections Canada's mandate.
Only aspect that is regulated is financial.
The inquiry did not reveal which party's nomination CSIS was worried about. Don Valley North was won by then-Liberal MP Han Dong. Dong stepped down from Liberal caucus last year following allegations in a global news story he had tried to convince a Chinese diplomat not to free Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor from Chinese detention. Allegations Dong denies. Raffi Bujikanian, CBC News, Ottawa.
Ontario's minimum wage will go up this fall. The provincial government is raising it by 65 cents to $17.20 an hour. The change will go into effect October 1st. The International Court of Justice is ordering Israel to stop blocking aid destined for Gaza. The new order issued by the top UN court comes as it investigates allegations of genocide brought forward by South Africa. Lauren Comito has more.
Judges at the UN's highest court first ordered Israel to let more aid into Gaza 2 months ago. Now they say the catastrophic living conditions of Palestinians have deteriorated to the point where Palestinians no longer only face the risk of famine, but that famine is setting in. The court told Israel to immediately allow an urgently needed aid, including food, water, and medical supplies, and to open additional land crossings to do that at scale. Their decision was unanimous and included an ad hoc Israeli judge who sided with the majority. Israel was further ordered to cooperate with the UN and to let aid be distributed unhindered. Israel says it is not blocking aid deliveries, and any holdup is the UN's responsibility. Lauren Comito for CBC News, The Hague.
A horrific bus crash in South Africa has killed at least 45 people. An 8-year-old girl is the lone survivor. The transport ministry says the driver lost control and swerved off a bridge in the northern province of Limpopo. The bus then plunged 50 meters into a ravine and caught fire. It had been transporting people from neighboring Botswana to an Easter service in South Africa. Officials are promising a full inquiry into the accident. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.